Leviticus chapter 2. And when any will offer a meat offering unto the Lord, his offering shall be a fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it, and put frankincense thereon. And he shall bring it to Aaron's sons the priest, and he shall take thereof his handful of the flour thereof, and the oil thereof, and all the frankincense thereof, and the priest shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar, to be an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord. And the remnant of the meat offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is a thing most holy of the offerings of the Lord made by fire. And if you bring an oblation of a meat offering baked in the oven, it shall be unleavened cakes of fine flour mingled with oil, or unleavened wafers anointed with oil. And if your oblation be a meat offering baked in a pan, it shall be of fine flour unleavened mingled with oil. You shall part it in pieces and pour oil thereon. It is a meat offering. And if your oblation be a meat offering baked in the frying pan, it shall be made of fine flour with oil. And you shall bring the meat offering that is made of these things unto the Lord. And when it is presented unto the priest, he shall bring it unto the altar. And the priest shall take from the meat offering a memorial thereof, and shall burn it upon the altar. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord. And that which is left of the meat offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is a thing most holy of the offerings of the Lord made by fire. No meat offering which you shall bring unto the Lord shall be made with leaven, for you shall burn no leaven, nor any honey, in any offering of the Lord made by fire. As for the oblation of the first fruits, you shall offer them unto the Lord, but they shall not be burnt on the altar for a sweet savour. And every oblation of your meat offering you shall season with salt, neither shall you suffer the salt of the covenant of your God to be lacking from your meat offering. With all your offerings you shall offer salt. And if you offer a meat offering of your first fruits unto the Lord, you shall offer for the meat offering of your first fruits green ears of corn dried by the fire, even corn beaten out of full ears. And you shall put oil upon it, and lay frankincense thereon. It is a meat offering. And the priest shall burn the memorial of it, part of the beaten wheat thereof, and part of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof. It is an offering made by fire unto the Lord.